You're listening to Esprit Radio.
Welcome to the neighborhood.
That's right. Welcome to our neighborhood. Welcome to Black on Black Crime, our point counterpoint program where we talk issues, news. Sometimes we play a game or two, but we don't do crime. If you're not familiar with our program, Black on Black Crime is when black people overtly focus, criticize, or analyze other black people in areas they won't consider anyone else. You can join in on today's topic by calling in or sending your comments in the chat room. With that being said, on with the show.
All right, thanks again for joining us on Black Crime. You know, this show, we have Megan Good versus Whitney Houston. She wants to pretty much play Whitney Houston in the biopic. And our main topic today is Marlon Wayans versus Tyler Perry. Now, it's not truly a black on black crime, but we're going to get into that a little bit later. We're going to have a preview of A Haunted House, the Marlon Wayans film, so we'll have that lined up on tap. Now, if you did not check out our last show last week, we had a revisit, that's what I like to call them, revisited Russell Simmons versus Jay-Z or Sean Carter. If you hadn't seen that or heard that show, that's when, you know, our columnist Kai Sims wanted to hit somebody with a bag of nickels, but she did a commentary on there. We have that. We had a preview of T-Boz's show that's on TLC. Coincidentally, T-Boz's show on TLC. You know, before I get started in the show, we're going to have columnist and author Kai Sims on. We're going to have Low-Key. Oh, man, Low-Key's going to be on. Hopefully, we're going to have Kathleen on. Our commissioner is going to be on the program. But I wanted to start off to say welcome. You can join us in the chat room. It is now open. I was a little late. The chat room is now open. If you have some questions and have some things that you want to add onto the program, our chat room is open. You can email us at bobc@soulofsyracuse.com if you want to email us a story, or you can just kind of hit us up on whatever social networking venue that you have. Just catch Low-Key. I thought I'd share that. Low-Key, let's bring him on. How you doing, man?
What's going on, brother?
What's going on? How are you feeling?
Hey, man, I'm above the weather. I'm doing good.
All right. You know, got to check on you. You know, you've been missing for a minute, so I just want to let everybody know Low-Key is cool, right?
I'm back on the spot, man.
Kai is joining us momentarily. She's not in yet, but I think we have Kathleen in. Kathleen, how are you? Our commissioner.
Hey, it's the commissioner in the house.
What's up, Commish?
How you doing? I'm good.
Good.
And she doesn't sound under
energy.
The weather. Exactly. She doesn't sound under the weather either.
No, she's bringing that energy. I love it.
I'm above the weather, like Low-Key. I like that. I'm above the weather.
You know.
All right.
You got to be above the weather. Okay, so everybody's healthy today. Now, we're going to have to check on Kai when Kai comes in. And we got to make sure that Kai is above the weather because, you know. Okay, who's that, Low-Key, Kathleen?
That's Low-Key.
Okay.
That was not me.
Okay, wait a minute. All right, so let's go to Kai. How are you, Kai?
Hi. How's everyone doing?
What's up, Kai?
Hey.
We're above the weather, Kai.
We're above the weather.
You're above the weather?
Yeah.
Everybody's feeling better.
Oh, well, it's raining in Georgia as usual. Rainy days and Monday.
It's a rainy night in Georgia.
Okay, and now that Low-Key is here, I can share that Kai has lost some of her raspiness, so we're going to get there with this today.
It comes and goes.
You know, I'm not saying you had to lose it. I'm glad you're feeling better. But you know,
yes, I'm feeling better.
You know, but you don't have to clear your throat on this program.
Let me clear my throat.
we won't play that today. Before we get started onto the program, you know, I was watching the Showtime preview. You know, Showtime does a weekend preview when they try to get people to buy the pay channels.
Mm-hmm.
So there was a couple of programs on there, one that I really liked. It was this movie called Source Code. Have you ever seen it?
No, I've never seen it.
Okay, now that movie was pretty dope, but it had a quantum physics feel, but we'll talk about that later. But the other show was this show called The Untold History of the United States of America by Oliver Stone. Now, it's 9 parts so far, and they have a new one that's coming on today. Can only watch 2 of the programs. So it went through Nixon's, Reagan's, and Carter's administration. Watched 3 different programs. And I am telling you, if Tupac or Biggie or Public Enemy, if any of them rapped lyrics about what they were talking about in that program, they would be ostracized and off the radio and off the air.
Wow, really?
Yeah, that is how crazy that show was in explaining the ramping up of Vietnam by Lyndon Johnson, who wouldn't listen, bombing of Cambodia and Laos, which had nothing to do with Vietnam, but we had a bombing mentality that we wanted to actually bomb the safe haven, so we killed about 500,000 people. Like, the United States just kind of went on a terror path during times that we thought, as they were selling on the news, we're doing this for our own protection to protect democracy. It was really interesting. And even
well,
when they talk about go ahead, Kathleen.
I was going to say, remember Dr. King and Malcolm X were talking about that back during the Vietnam War, too, which is why all the, brouhaha about them, and probably what a good portion of the reason why we ended up losing their lives, because of the fact that they were calling out what was really going on in the history of the United States. So go Oliver Stone, what?
Yeah, I mean, and it is hardcore. I mean, and I don't mean it hardcore to say that you should not watch this if you have, what's my disclaimer on this? Don't watch it if you're easily influenced, because it is going to make you mad. It is like watching a slavery movie.
Oh, right?
Isn't that a large percentage of America, though?
I know. And it talks about why we're brainwashed. It even goes through Roger Ailes, who now runs Fox, was in the Reagan administration, and he believed that if we keep selling people a story in a dream, we can do anything we want. So what happened is, I don't know if you're familiar with the Contras, right, in El Salvador and San Salvador and all of those wars that was going on in South and Central America. The Contra stands for Contra-Revolutionaries. So the people who were fighting for democracy was on the other side of the Contras. But Reagan, to his brightness, got an Israeli arms dealer to filter arms to the Contras, who was fighting against democracy, paid them, and then the CIA provided the planes to transport drugs into this country, because they needed to sell the drugs to get the money to buy the weapons. And George H. Bush pardoned Reagan for that. He should have gone to jail. They showed a clip where he admitted it on TV, but he said he didn't know what the CIA was doing. It was
deniability.
Yeah, it was horrible. But on that note, I just wanted to share that, because I thought, man, the funny thing about history, it is built to say, here's what you should think of ourselves opposed to what we were actually doing. But we do some horrible things in the name of wanting everybody else to be free. But it showed all of these wars that we were fighting from the free folks, because we wanted to control them. So it did Salvador, El Salvador, Chile, all of those countries. And it showed how Gorbachev was primarily responsible for stopping the Cold War. He said, you don't have an enemy anymore. And then we created one, because we were backing Saddam Hussein and giving those guys weapons to fight in Afghanistan. And so the young Osama bin Laden, we actually funded the Islamic, the radical Islam folks to fight against the Russians who were coming into Afghanistan. It is amazing, but like I said, don't watch it if it's going to just make you just go off the rails. But the truth is, no, you know why I say that? It's because the truth, there's some peace in having truth, right? And so once you know, then you know. And so it's just that hard, you know what it is? It's that hard thing about coming into reality that somebody's been lying to you.
Yeah, that bamboozled feeling.
I know, see?
Hoodwink, that's right.
Let it stay.
A lot of us know it. Ronnie's with me, and she just said, hence the crack epidemic.
Yes. Yes, because that's when it started, during Reagan's term. And then it also talked about the fact that Reagan took $70 billion away from social programs and moved it to the military to build a Star Wars that they knew was never going to happen. They didn't have the technology to do it, but he wanted to move the money to create this dream. So since his advisors was manipulating, he just wasn't that sharp, that they sold him a dream, and then they started running things how they wanted to. Hence, the people who were in George Bush's administration.
his story instead of history, right?
Right. You're listening to Black on Black Crime. We just started the show, and I just needed to vent that I saw this program. So you can call and you can join us, 909-265-9189. Nixon called Rumsfeld a mean little bastard. Nixon called him that. He was like, and those are all Reagan people, which became George Bush's people. They were just war mongers. They wanted to fight somebody. Cheney, who got maybe 6 or 7 deferments to not go to war, Romney, went to France. But all these guys always
wanted
to fight.
You got to remember, too, that the Republicans' manner to jumpstart the economy was always war. His thing was, I'm going to create jobs, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. And a manner in which to do it is to be involved in war. When you get involved in war, you bulk up the bases, you put people to work in the factories, so that was his thing.
Next show, I'm going to bring some clips onto that because, matter of fact, I'm going to take a PSA break just because I think we need a woosah. Maybe I need to give a public service announcement to start off the show. Our first topic that we're going to talk about, getting back to the program, is going to be the Megan Good versus the Whitney Houston biopic. Megan Good wants to play Whitney Houston, so we're going to talk about this when we come back from break. You're listening to Black on Black Crime. Our number is 909-265-9189, and you can hit us in the chat room. You can send us an email. You can also, type text, hit somebody on beeper, whatever. You can get with us. We'll be right back after this message. We're going to listen to a 90-second news break, and we'll be back in just a minute. You're listening to Black on Black Crime.
Welcome to Esprinet News, 90-second news break. Congress formally certified that President Barack Obama and Vice President Biden were the winners of November's election with 332 electoral votes. It was mostly ceremonial, yet constitutionally necessary. The final totals were the president, 66 million, or 51.1%. MSNBC reported a huge increase in their overall ratings due to the elections and black viewership. The network announced an increase of black viewers by 60.5%. CNN's black audience increased by 23.7%, while Fox decreased by that same number. As a result, black viewers only make up 1.4% of Fox regular viewership. Concord, Massachusetts has banned the sale of bottled water in units smaller than 1 liter. The law came into effect on January 1st after a 3-year campaign to reduce waste and encourage tap water use. First offenders will get a warning, second time $25, next time $50. More than 90 universities in the U.S. and others around the world have done the same. Debbie Morgan is returning to daytime soaps. The actress announced that she was reprising her role as Dr. Angie Hubbard on All My Children, that's resurrected online. There you have it. I'm Jerome Esprit for Esprinet News on ACN.
Starting Sunday, this coming Sunday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, a new show called Professional Style, where we talk about singles, professionals, parents, travel, lifestyle, and living. If you are a professional, if you're a single, you're a parent, or whatever your status in life, Professional Style, every Sunday night at 8 p.m. right here on Ask Kathleen Network.
Welcome back to Black on Black Crime. I'm your host, Jerome.
We're on with our commissioner, Kathleen. We have Loki on the line, and we have Ty. So, you know, I just want to start the program off by saying, you know, I had to start off with my own little vent. You know, Ty has her go straight to HT, whatever, her go straight to segment, right, Ty?
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't get it out, but I needed to have one at the beginning of the show. I missed mine.
Tell him to go straight to telling the truth.
straight to the, you know, this is the first time I'm ever going to say go straight to TV, but that one, that one was a straight, go straight to the TV segment. All right, now, here's the thing. We have a Megan Good versus the Whitney Houston biopic. Now, Megan Good stars as the lead character in NBC's upcoming drama Deception, right? Or it already started. The show centers around Good's character, Joanna Lasco, who's a female detective who returned to a wealthy family she grew up with in order to solve a murder of an heiress who once was her closest friend. Now, Deception is her first role, her first lead role on a TV series. However, the 31-year-old actress already has an impressive film resume, including Jumping a Broom, Think Like a Man, Stomp the Yard, East Bayou, Roll Bounce. What was the one that she was in with Tyrese? There was another one.
Just watched it the other day.
Well, I think she did a good job in that one. But but of course, and she had a billion television appearances. And of course, Friday. Oh, yeah. You know, can't forget Friday. And in February 2012, before Whitney Houston's untimely death, a biopic of Whitney starring Good was in the works. Now, nearly a year after she passed, fans are waiting in anticipation for the movie, is what it's saying, to be made about the life of icon. It is something that I want to do, Good said. She still wants to do, because she said, I think there's obviously a lot of people who don't know and understand. I really want people to see her heart and understand who she is. I've spent a good amount of time with her. She is endearing. Her heart was very pure. I totally get how we can both be completely unstoppable yet destructive, is what she said. What do you guys think about Megan Good playing Whitney Houston? Okay, Kai, we'll let you up first. I'm going to draft Kai.
Can you take a deep breath?
Because I know Whitney's your girl, so I wanted to go there.
Yeah, she is. And I just watched Megan Good earlier on Wendy Williams, and I'm very, very proud of her. The way she carried herself, she's matured a lot. And, you know, that's not an actress that I would have put in that role, but I don't know if anyone can play the role of Whitney Houston, you know. So I say, if she's fit for the part and she's ready for it, I just hope she can sing really, really well. We know she can act. I hope she can sing. So I'm fine with it.
She don't have it. She ain't got it.
Okay.
I like her as an actress. I really do. But I'm just going to tell, you know, Kai, I think you're being politically correct. I don't know if you're being PC or not, but I'm just going to say it. She don't have that. She might have been friends with her, but she can't play her in the show. No, I would not choose Megan Good.
And as I'm thinking that, I'm trying to think who would make a good Whitney Houston.
I was talking to Ronnie when we were on mute listening a little bit, because she was on Wendy Williams today, right?
Yeah, she was watching.
So she's looking fantastic too.
Right,
amazing.
Yeah.
I'm really excited that she's going into Deception, and I just want to throw out there, like Ronnie and I were talking this morning, that the black actresses, Kerry Washington turned it inside out with Scandal. So now they're, you know, running to try and find black actresses, which is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I'm happy about that. But, you know, all that said, and as much as I loved Megan Good and Deliver Us from Eva and all the other things I watched her in, I don't think she's got Whitney Houston. Who would I pick?
Mm-hmm.
I was talking to, you know, Ronnie and I were saying, of course, Vivica Fox.
Okay. You know what?
Vanessa Williams was my choice. I would pick Vanessa Williams. She may not look like Whitney, or, you know, I don't know, but I would go for Vanessa, because Vanessa's got it all. She sings, she dances, she, you know, she can be a diva. She can
that,
be
that
the
be
mean
right,
one.
Definitely.
She can do everything.
I think
but
I would go
I,
with
I
Jennifer
would
Hudson, I think, because she can,
oh,
you know, she's got the attitude.
That's a great
I'd have to agree with that. I think,
I like that,
yeah.
Jennifer Hudson.
Yeah. Megan Gibbs doesn't even come close.
Yeah. Okay. I was going to stop the hate and bring Low Key in, but I see Low Key is going to add in the hate, so
yeah,
I'm going to let
I
you
like,
go, Low
don't
Key.
Don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong. I like Megan. I really, really, really like Megan.
I really, really, really.
I like
really.
How the commissioner put. She ain't got it. She ain't got it.
I mean, I like her too. I'm not hating.
Yeah.
I think
she's
a, you know, she can do a great job acting. I just don't think. I agree with a comment I saw about whether. You know, they were saying if she did do it and she wouldn't try to do the singing part, of course she wouldn't because you can't. But,
yeah.
You know, I think you have to bring in someone who can at least sing.
And not only sing, who had, you know, Whitney was from the hood, who's
right.
got to have
you
a little
to,
edge
yeah.
to her, too. You know,
I mean, I know Brandy has even spoke about trying to do it.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Nice.
All right. So here
I like that.
Okay, here's where I'm going to interject a little bit on Megan Good.
Can I just tell you Ronnie's choices? She said Kiki Palmer and Nicki Minaj.
Okay. We're gonna take a zero on the Nicki Minaj for playing anybody but Nicki Minaj. But
any fairy tale
characters.
Fairy tale characters only.
Yeah. Okay. So here's the problem for me. Vanessa Williams can't play her because Vanessa Williams is her own icon. It's difficult to get icons to play icons. So it might not be too believable to have Jennifer Hudson play Whitney Houston when yet people are going to be play Jennifer Hudson in a movie someday, and somebody's going to play Vanessa Williams. So having an icon play an icon is pretty. It's going to be pretty tough. Megan Good actually she does sing. I don't know if you guys know, she actually released music before. So she is a singer. Now, I don't know how well her range is, but Whitney apparently blessed it because she was mirroring Whitney for this movie. Now, they started a year prior to Whitney's death, so Whitney knew what she was doing. I don't know if it's a Ray Charles issue. You know, Jamie Foxx mirrored Ray Charles for a year before he did the movie as well. I think she's capable of doing it. Now, I'm not saying that they're going to do big musical scenes, but when do they do big musical scenes on biopics? They just don't, really.
She's just
got to
have that. She's got to have that edge. She's got to have that. And she seems like such a nice, sweet actress. She needs that New Jersey.
Well, right. That's why
you know what
Brandy
I mean?
Got more street than
yeah.
Megan.
That's why who does?
Brandy.
Brandy does have it. She's got attitude.
I mean, I like Brandy, though. I think Brandy can sing. So we're not going to commit any black-on-black crime on Brandy either.
Let me ask a question. Have you guys heard the comment that Robin Thicke thinks his wife, Paula Patton, should play?
Okay, now, you know what? I have some internet comments, and one of the comments is, I think Paula Patton would play a better Whitney than Megan Good. And I don't know if that was from Robin Thicke.
I agree with that.
Probably was.
I don't know if he signs on under aliases, but you know what? I disagree with that. And
yeah,
I like Paula Patton.
See that. But, okay, here's a question. What would be the difference in one of them playing Whitney Houston because they don't really look alike and Thandie Newton playing, Zoe Saldana playing Nina Simone?
You
got two very powerful, iconic singers and two women that I don't know can follow their shoes.
And, you know, and we've done that on the past show, the Nina Simone and Zoe Saldana, and it's kind of, it's kind of the same question. Like, we don't know. Like, even the singing, when you talk about biopics, you don't really sing in a biopic. I mean, Jamie Foxx can sing, and he did a great job with Ray.
Right.
But he sang in pieces. They didn't do full-out performances, so you can't say after.
Sing.
Yeah, he can sing, and I think Megan Good can sing.
You think
she can sing
to that level?
But she is not going to sing anything outside of Saving All My Love. Like, she's not going to tag. I wouldn't think that if I was producing the movie, I would put her in a song that her range is going to have to be off the charts. Because there are some songs that are just too iconic to touch for her.
When you're talking about Whitney Houston, and if someone's going to see the picture, you're expecting to hear some singing.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Her life is interesting, but we would be drawn to the movie because we're expecting to hear some singing.
Right.
And the actors
don't
want to draw
you,
too.
Yeah, you don't want to go to the movie.
And Megan
Good
is not going to draw me to see her play Whitney Houston. I like her, but I'm just being realistic. I'd go because it's a black movie.
Okay, I'm going to switch this up a little bit. Let's go with who's going to play Bobby in the movie. Now, I'm not going to say Flav for nobody because, you know, I know what y'all thinking.
DMX.
How long you can't play Bobby?
DMX.
DMX.
Tyrese is a little too tall, but I would say Tyrese. But I mean, since you guys are jumping on Megan, I don't know what her skill is.
Ronnie said Terrence Howard. I say Bow Wow.
Okay, that's a black on black crime. I'm throwing a flag on both of y'all. You can't have Terrence Howard play Bobby Brown. What is wrong with you? Okay, can you imagine? Okay, Ronnie, imagine Whitney Houston as Paula Patton and then Bobby Brown and Terrence Howard. Who would watch that?
True.
That would be a whole totally different show.
That would be the alternate universe of Whitney Houston. They would have a whole different vibe to it. I don't know. That would just be
interesting. Who I would play a good Bobby Brown?
Don Cheadle.
Now he's a good actor.
He's excellent.
I'm not saying that he can do all the craziness of Bobby Brown, but I'm sure
he can
get some crazy in there.
Yeah, he can.
And he's a little
what
old.
What was that movie he did with Denzel?
He's an actor, Captain. What'd you say?
What was that movie he did with Denzel?
Oh,
life is hard out here for a pimp, I'm just saying.
God. All right, on that note, I think where this
you
is going.
You have some low-key's medicine.
You guys are still medicated. So I'm gonna read a couple of internet comments. Now, as we get comments, like I said, we won't read your name unless you give us permission to. But one of the internet comments says, I think Megan Good would be a decent choice. I've seen some of her movies and I like them, but I think Jennifer Hudson or someone like that should record the songs. Okay, that was one. Another one says, nope, I think Keke Palmer can play it. And, of course, I did say the Paula Patton comment, and we have another one that says, I don't know who could pull it off, but Megan never came to mind is one. And our last internet comment said, in the spirit of Whitney Houston, hail to the now. I don't know if that meant no to Megan or just to the movie generally.
Yes, it's a no to Megan.
Oh, okay. Well, that's how you're going to take it? I'm going to take it as somebody's having a problem with the biopic. What did Ronnie say?
Ronnie said that she's getting too fired up, so she keeps talking through me. And I keep telling her to unmute so she can talk, and she's over here. So she's yelling over here. She's sweating. And
tell Ronnie to unmute herself.
I'll bring her in. A million times. She said that Ludacris can play Bobby Brown.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
who might be a good Whitney if you take some of the attitude? Maybe Tashina Arnold.
And you said if you take some of the attitude out?
You gotta take Ashley some of the attitude out. But she might do it. She's got chops and acting ability.
Okay, hold that thought. Let's bring...
No, she'd probably do a better Bobby Christina.
Okay, y'all commit black on black crime. So on that note, I am going to bring in the co-host of Professional Style, and she is not going to be professional, I don't think. But we're going to bring Ronnie in. You don't have to be professional. Hey, Ronnie.
Hi. Hey,
how
can you hear me?
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yep. Yeah.
How you doing? It's long time no talk. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. You're on with Kai and Lowkey. We're all
hey, how are you?
Hey, Ronnie. About. Happy New Year.
Hi, Helen. Listen, the reason why I pick those actors is not because of what they look like when you see them, but when I saw Terrence Howard play that role, he was very, very gritty in Hustle and Flow. Very gritty. And so was Ludacris. And you have to take your eyes off of what he looks like now and picture him roughed up like Bobby Brown. with a, you know, with extra pounds on him. I mean, really get deep into the character. Uh-huh. And that's the reason why I picked Nicki Minaj, because Whitney is nuts. To hit the beautiful songbird, Tweedly D, you want to go to Whitney and Bobby on like, what is it, a VH1?
Oh man! All right. See, you know what? I wouldn't call her nuts, but I did watch Being Bobby Brown, and I thought Bobby
Being
got
Bobby
a bad
Brown.
Rap. I think Bobby got a Being Bobby Brown. I think Bobby got a bad rap during the whole show or through life until you see Being Bobby Brown, and then you realize it really wasn't Bobby. That's all I got to say.
I agree. Love Whitney Houston, but I totally agree.
Well,
yeah, don't forget Bobby Brown, king of R&B.
Oh, see, now we got to throw a flag on Kathleen's sister. Can he bring the commissioner in to throw a flag on her? I know she owes you.
I throw a flag on her every day. She won't even care.
We're not even on the radio. That's the
flag. You say you're not on the radio and you still get a flag?
Even when we're not on the radio, I throw flags on her. She don't care.
Oh, no. All right. You're listening to Black on Black Crime. If you guys want to join in, hey, it's 909-265-9189. Since we just kind of crushed the Whitney Houston biopic, Megan Good, I still think she's a good choice. Let me mute everybody first. Before everybody just jump on me. I'm just joking. Everybody's not muted. Anyway, so we can take a quick break. We'll be back in a minute, and we'll talk about, you're going to listen to more of Black on Black Crime.
Coming January 1st, T-Boz had fame and fortune, but life stopped her in her tracks.
She had to learn how to walk again, talk again.
She's reinvented herself before.
If we lose this opportunity, it's never coming around again.
But this time, it's going to take more than TLC.
I'm
going to
make sure she gets back out there.
I forgot who I am.
Really?
Totally T-Boz premieres Tuesday, January 1st at 8, followed by the premiere of The Sisterhood at 9, part of TLC's all-new New Year.
All right, family photo.
Charlie, stop punching your brother.
He asked me to.
Do it. Stop texting and look at your dad.
I can do something to the
wife. Okay, well, just look at your dad so you can get the shot.
Give me a new shot.
Got it.
What?
Okay, wait.
Yeah, I got it. Come here.
Nobody move, especially you, Charlie.
Let's go.
How'd you do that?
Automagically.
Let's see. Combine pictures with Best Face on the new Samsung Note 2. Available at all major carriers.
So has anybody actually started saving for college yet?
No, not me.
No, you got time.
We actually started.
You have?
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Sure. We figure you start saving a little now, or you'll borrow a lot later on.
Yeah, but how did you even know where to start?
Oh, I found out about the Gerber Life College Plan.
Call now for free information on the Gerber Life College Plan. It's easy.
No matter what happens, we get guaranteed safe growth.
So when she's ready for college, the money will be there.
And it doesn't take a lot of money to get started.
For as little as $10 a week, you can start saving for college and get guaranteed growth. Just call now.
Toyota Prius. Those who get it, get it.
What if you have potatoes, but you got a meat and potatoes guy? Pour chunky sirloin burger soup over those mashed potatoes, and dinner is served. 4 minutes, around $4. Campbell's Chunky. It's amazing what soup can do.
All right, welcome back to Black on Black Crime. You know, you can join us. Area code 909-265-9189. It's 909-265-9189. If you have a comment and you want to put it in the chat, hey, feel free. All right, Low Key, how you doing, brother?
I'm up. I'm good to go.
All right, we have Kai on the line. How you doing, Kai?
I'm good.
Okay.
I'm good,
and
like Megan.
You know what?
I'm good like Megan.
You good like Megan? Oh, see, I like that. And our Commissioner Kathleen, how are you?
Listen, we have started a riot over here. Ronnie's over here acting the fool. She's acting like Whitney Houston.
Ronnie dropped off the lie so that she could act the fool.
She's over here acting her out, you know, almost when she was on Oprah. You just go too far.
Oh no! She is reliving. She is channeling Whitney Houston on the program. Now, Loki, you said you had some more comments that you were seeing.
Well, I ran upon one comment that said, you know, who do you think would be a good Whitney? And they named some people. One of them was Brandy, of course, and then Joy Bryant.
Oh yeah,
I'm familiar with her.
She was in the movie with her. She's in a movie with Roscoe Jenkins. She was Martin Lawrence's girlfriend.
Oh, welcome home, Roscoe Jenkins. Oh, that's
great. Oh, okay. Well, and then I think one that was really good was Kelly Rowland.
Mm.
Oh, you know, I guess Kelly Rowland.
No, they need to go straight for the juice and go for Beyonce.
Oh, see, you're wrong for that.
Okay.
All right, don't hate on Beyonce on this program.
You're wrong for that.
Yeah, we don't play. See, Loki's back now, so you know what?
Yeah, we
will mute all the women on the program.
What's wrong with Beyonce playing it? She's unbelievable. You saw Cadillac Records, right? She was a heroin addict.
That's black on black crime. Beyonce wasn't. She was playing one. So you stop playing.
Black on black crime.
In the movie. Come on, you guys.
That's why we didn't see it.
Okay, I might give it a black on black crime.
Absolutely.
Okay, guys. Kai's going to commit
love Beyonce. Love Whitney Houston. Not sure both of them have the best acting skills.
Okay, Kai.
They're not bad.
See, remember when I started off the program and
said,
don't
let. And I'm going to throw Janet Jackson in there, too. I'm just saying.
Okay, Loki, do we need to mute them?
I love you, but I'm going to go with now or that one. I understand, though, with the Janet Jackson, because the scene in Why Did I Get Married 2, in one, where she and Malik Yoba were crying over the baby's death,
yeah.
I was like, oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
So every time I see him in New York Undercover now, I remember that. That needed some brushing up.
She
can act if you like let her go. Because remember,
she was great in Color Girls.
Yeah,
but
okay.
You know,
all right.
No hate.
You all are hating. So I'm going.
How about Regina King?
I like Regina King.
Now she can act. Really
especially
well.
When she does the Boondocks, but that is a whole other story.
Oh, God, she does the Boondocks. Oh, gosh.
Oh, yeah. That's acting. Like, she could play any role when you play an 8-year-old and a 10-year-old and then have to play. Yeah, Regina King is a good actress.
She's a good actress.
Hence why I say Megan Good is also a good actress. Now that I've brought it back full circle, let's go back to our main topic of today is Marlon Wayans versus Tyler Perry. Now, here's the deal.
Oh, gosh.
Marlon Wayans, and actually this is probably not even remotely close to a black-on-black crime, but I thought it was interesting that he made a comment about this because of the movie A Haunted House, mm-hmm. right? So Marlon made his return to screen for the first time by producing and writing and starring in this new horror comedy spoof, A Haunted House. He said he was embracing the extended factorial formula that he created with Scary Movies and White Chicks. Now, a lot of people don't know the Wayans created Scary Movie series.
Mm-hmm.
They
mm-hmm.
thought it went off the rails, but they actually created them. So Wayans imitated the spinoffs of the horror flicks like Paranormal Activity.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, what they've done over the last years is bastardized the whole genre of spoof, is what Wayans said. He said he noted his personal motto came from movies like Airplanes and I'm Gonna Get You Sucker. He said the last 10 years they've been putting out nonsense because there's no story in their spoof. He said it's just craziness and erratic. And what's really sad was to watch our own creation, Scary Movie, turn into a bunch of jive. Now, Wayans defends his work by arguing he's always believed that he was doing justice to his heritage with Sean Wayans and In Living Color. He said, we need to change how we look at minstrel shows. He said, do white people look at silent films and go, Charlie Chaplin is minstrel, or do they watch Jim Carrey and go, he's physical and cooning? He said, no, I sometimes think black people go a little hard on themselves, and we should appreciate our past. Amos and Andy and all those guys opened the doors for us. He said, so if you can embrace your past, then you can fix your future. Instead of looking back at a part of your past as hating it, we should embrace it and go. Now, he mentioned Tyler Perry by saying the Wayans have a lot of similar criticisms and has been misdirected. In fact, he considers Perry as an innovator and one who may have initially shadowed the Wayans trailblazing in the larger process. He said, I also feel he's opened doors for us, is what Marlon said about Perry. He said, it's good to have those different people of color, your peers, in some capacity outshining you, because it makes you go, oh, you know, that's the way. And so he said that Perry is a good, you know, role model, business model, and he's a pioneer in his own right. He inspires us. I don't agree with if you put on a dress, that's cooning or whatever. There is no vanity in comedy. I put on a dress, I shrink myself down time, and I don't give a F if it's funny. He said he doesn't care. So Marlon Wayans' take on comedic movies. Now, I know there's been a lot of criticism, even on this show, about Marlon Wayans and the Wayans Brothers show, and people thought that it was crossing the line. So, Loki, I will start with you first. What do you think about the betrayal of black people in comedies like that?
I have my own view on Tyler Perry movies. I don't watch a lot of them. I don't really watch the theater productions. And maybe because I can, you know, performing and doing theater, I look at some of that and go, to me, it was buffoonery. So I just didn't choose to watch a lot of it. But I think he's a great man. I think he's got a great model, business model, and it works for him. It works for a lot of people, put a lot of people to work. I mean, and some of the stuff is funny.
Right.
So it does work. And I think what Marlon is saying, you know, he does pay a lot of respect to the guy. And that, yeah, he opened a lot of doors for a lot of people. And I don't know if I agree with the comment of, you know, we got to rethink how we look at some of the black comedy and the minstrel stuff. Because some of it, to me, is buffoonery, and some of it just goes too far. But it's all in the realm of comedy. So, I think Tyler Perry's a great guy. I think he does a great job. I don't necessarily agree with all of this stuff, but that's my choice and, you know, my opinion.
Well, wait till we get into our next segment where Marlon Wayans talks about that Django movie, but we're going to talk about that in a minute. But on this topic, Kai, what do you think about how, I mean, I think Marlon, even in his own assessment, didn't look at Tyler Perry as competition. He was just kind of being respectful to the fact that they kind of do the same thing. What do you think about that? Because I know you like the Tyler Perry movies as well.
I do, and I hope to be like him one day.
no, you don't.
You know what? I thought that was going to go in a totally different direction, and I must say that I like the way he handled that. I like the way he...
Right.
He seems like he's grown a lot. He's matured a lot. And, you know, it's like I said before, there's room in the business for everybody. You don't have to hate on another person's work while trying to put yours out there. People are going to go and see what they want to go see. And if you don't like what's being put out there, you can have some choices. You don't go see it. You don't support it. But that don't mean you have to. Sometimes you have to bash it.
You have to call it when you see it, though.
Yeah, exactly.
You have to call it out when you see it.
Exactly. Especially, Black on Black Crime, I can't watch Soul Plane. I'm sorry. I just can't watch it. I can't watch Don't Be a Menace While Drinking Your Juice in the Hood. But that doesn't mean I won't support Marlon Wayans. You know, you don't have to look like all the work they put out. But I like the way he handled that. I'm really impressed with the way he handled that.
Okay, and let's go to Commissioner. Now, Commissioner, what do you think about that perspective or how we see the difference between a Tyler Perry type of production and a scary movie or a white chicks kind of show? Do you think that is buffooning about Marlon?
First of all, Tyler Perry
he could do a cartoon and I'll go see it. See everything that he does, and I hope he does do a cartoon at one point,
yes.
As a matter of fact.
And he probably could.
I love Madea. Who else? You know, I love Madea. I love, she's hilarious, and I know some Madeas,
mm-hmm.
as a matter of fact, and he has really channeled that whole energy. Unbelievable. So, and nobody else is doing Madea. No, that character in Black culture is not featured in any other movie I've ever gone to see. But mm-hmm. that is a real Black character, and I'm, you know, it just so happens that a man
okay.
happens to bring it out.
I give
Marlon
you Big
Wayans.
Mama's House. I just want to say that. But go
oh
ahead.
No. No.
I'm just saying Black people have dressed like that, and Geraldine on Flip Wilson. I know that nobody's had control of their own movie so much to try to overemphasize that character when we start looking at other people.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I just cut
if
the commissioner off.
I'm gonna let her back.
I'm sorry, Kathleen. But if you take the big 6'6" man out of the costume, the conversation between Madea, I think I was raised by some Madeas, minus the weed smoking. The gun toting is questionable, but I don't think, I totally agree with Kathleen. No one else can, we've had Big Mama's Houses and so forth, but no one can play that pet character and hit on such personal topics. I've seen no one do it yet, the way Tyler Perry do it. He just happens to be a man, but he does the role well. And I'm sorry, Kathleen, I don't mean to interrupt.
No, that was me.
Yeah, and Big Mama was hitting on a woman. I don't know, I'm just saying. She was hitting on Nia Long. It's just kind of freaky. Anyway, I like Tyler Perry's plays, his movies, and all that. So, you know, big up to Marlon for not dogging him like a lot of these, like many of the folks that dog Tyler Perry doing. I'm not just talking about Spike Lee. I'm not saying he dogs him. He just offers,
you're not just talking about me?
You know. No. I'm not just talking about Jerome or Spike Lee. whoever, that don't particularly see Tyler Perry stuff. I love his stuff. I even enjoyed, you know, Good Deeds and some of the newest mm-hmm. stuff that he's doing. You know, I even watched Alex Cross. I'm telling you, anything Tyler Perry does, I'm going to see it. So anyway, I think that when he starts talking about buffoonery and embracing a lot of our history and all of that, I don't know that there's anything so profound about it because, it's just that those people who speak out and speak out against this as buffoonery, maybe someone has accepted that as the foundation of all Black thought. But as far as I'm concerned, you know, when Flip Wilson was in reruns the other day, I watched that. You know, I watched a lot of our, you know, Moms Mabley and a lot of those characters that that got into theater and busted their butts doing it too, and
right.
made and paved the way for all these actors that are out there now. There was a time that's all you could do if you
right.
were going to get on TV. So, yes, I have been watching it and studying it in school and all that other kind of stuff. So, it just seems to be that is the message that gets out, and it makes everybody think that we all hated all those films. But I don't think that that's true.
Okay, you know what? And so this is probably going to be the first time I've ever said this to you, Kathleen, but you sit in company with the Honorable Minister Farrakhan when you say that. Isn't that surprising to you? No.
It's not surprising, but it's a wonderful compliment.
Well, let me tell you. Minister Farrakhan, who obviously leads the Nation of Islam, was interviewed in the Final Call newspaper. He said, "I have never seen the portrayal of Madea as a cross-dressing man. I saw his wonderful portrayal of Madea as bringing to the forefront the strongest person in the history of our soldiering in America. That is Madea, the strong Black woman who is the cornerstone of a family. She's always the figure that guides correction, reprimand, discipline, and Tyler Perry brought her in the screen in a funny way. But what I was seeing was the greatness of a strong Black woman who saw us through from yesterday until today, he said, so when you look at Tyler Perry movies, you see the brilliance of Chidi Jakes as a spiritual giant. So he, I don't know if he ever saw the Madea plays, but he was just saying as a, from what he understands as the characters, he sees that as a compliment to black women just holding it down. Like the corner of all of his plays is Madea.
And I think that's how most black women see it. Well, men might have a different take on it, but, you know.
Well, as a man, I have a different take on it, but that's just my thing. Now, let's go to some internet comments, right? So here's one of the comments says, I personally love Madea, love that all of his films, I guess that would be Tyler Perry, all of his films has meaning and you can learn something. Right. Madea cares about her family, even when they stop caring about themselves. She ensures forgiveness. Yes, it's funny and sometimes stereotypical, but if it wasn't, who could relate? The person says, I know Cora, I know Joe, and I know Brown. He doesn't dress like Brown, though. Now, another one is a comment, and it talks about the minister, though. It says, you have insulted the black woman minister. As a single mother is better than a cross-dressing actor on what he thinks is funny about old school training. What a bad comparison to black mothers and women to be compared to Madea, which is nothing more than a gay man living out his fantasies on screen. That was a kind of a mean comment.
See, that sounds personal.
Yeah, I don't know what that was all about. Yeah. Another one says,
like Ryan in the background.
Take it to whatever. I said that comment gets a whatever.
Yeah, yeah, you can almost throw a flag on that one. Now, another one says,
do some yoga.
So Madea gets credit for displaying stereotype attributes of black women, and sadly, black women love Tyler Perry as Madea. And our last comment just says, Madea is a character that reflects a reality in some areas of life. We all know an aunt, grandmother, older female family member that tell you exactly how they feel when they get in your butt. I had to change the words there. Mm-hmm. If you're not straight with them, Mr. Perry, they tried to be a little formal, doesn't have to be gay because of the character he invented, chill out. They were responding to the bad comment by saying, stop right. calling him names because he invented a character that cross-dresses.
Because right. that means that Wilson was gay and Martin was gay, and, you know.
Yeah, it's amazing how people really bring in this whole cross-dressing thing. I think it is totally irrelevant. It has nothing to do with
it's
a character.
Right, right.
And so when you're playing character, you get in character, and it just so happens that he is playing a woman. It has nothing to do with anything.
A woman who he relates to. Who right.
How could you be
raising?
Yeah, don't mind it. But then again,
yeah.
You know.
Boy, the world has changed right before my eyes. Anyway,
chill out. Jeez.
All right.
Eight.
You are listening to Black on Black Crime. You can call in. You can join us 909-265-9189 to join in on the conversation. That one was just a bit much, but it was the Tyler Perry or Marlon Wayans versus Tyler Perry, and it wasn't really a fight between the two. He just made some comments that kind of took a turn on us. So we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back with more of the show. But first, you know, before we kind of get out of here on break, I want to tell you, I have a clip. Have anybody seen the clips from A Haunted House?
Yeah.
Just a commercial.
I haven't.
Okay. I was going to say now, because I wanted to know if you thought it was going to be a good movie or not. I know he's taking a lot of criticism on it, but I wasn't sure. Anyone seen it?
I haven't. I was going to,
yeah,
but I didn't know he was getting criticism on it.
I mean, I think it's a stupid humor movie. That's what I call him. I mean, I think it's going to be a good movie. He'll do well. It's what I call stupid humor. I mean, you make fun of the obvious.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know,
and
I
think
at least
they didn't want Essence Atkins to play Whitney Houston.
Oh boy!
And she actually stars in the movie A Haunted Mansion. So I don't know if I don't know if she can sing. I don't think she can pull it off. That's just me.
Nah,
neither can Making Good, but who's saying? Who's talking?
Don't you commit no more crimes on this show. Now we might have to exchange you for Roddy on our next segment, but somebody's about to get muted if they keep taking more shots at Making Good.
I don't know.
do you believe it?
We're not going to fire the commissioner. We're just going to say, we're going to put commissioner in timeout. How about that?
Come on, Ron. No black on black crime.
Oh, I'm just saying. I mean, we have justified black on black crimes on this show. I just wanted to put that out there. All right, so we're going to go to our a quick preview of A Haunted Mansion, and we'll be back in a minute.
In January 2012, a fun couple moved into a new home. The events that followed have never been explained.
We're investigating paranormal activity at the Johnson residence in suburban Los Angeles.
Balls. I got some for you.
How far are you going to go to get this demon out?
I'll do anything.
What is this supposed to do?
This just got weird.
Welcome to the Teledome.
Come on, Jay.
Ray-Ray.
What you taping for, Keisha?
We thugs. We can't be on no TV.
Can't wait to get my hands on this fool.
Show yourself.
No, don't do that.
Come on, Jay.
What happened to your furniture, cuz?
Oh, she was the most Spider-Man.
I'm Father Doug. I'm here to unpossess you.
Do you know how to connect the cut?
Tic tac toe in your face!
Well, welcome to the Teledome!
Come on, jam!
Man, breath is kicking. I can only imagine what the kitty smell like.
And if you think that's some freaky stuff, wait until you see what we have in store for you right here. And don't forget to like us and follow us.
Welcome back to Black on Black Crime. I'm your host, Jerome. You can join us at area code 909-265-9189. That's 909-265-9189. We just had to do a quick clip of A Haunted Mansion since, you know, we've been talking about it for a little bit. We have more of the show. We have Low Key on with us. What's going on, Low Key?
What's going on, Peter?
All right. We have Kathleen, our commissioner.
Hey.
And she's yelling in the background with her co-host Ronnie for Professional Style, who just trashed my girl. And we have author and columnist Kai Sims on. Hey, Kai.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. I just thought I'd give you a little time for all of y'all to cool down and let cooler heads prevail. And don't notice that the pictures that I put up for this program have more Megan Good in it than anybody else. Don't let that sway you.
Not a bit.
Not a bit. And just as an aside, Jada Pinkett Smith happens to be on Katie Couric right now, and Ronnie said, and no, Jada can't play Whitney, but I'll just talk.
Yeah, I'm running through all the black people. That's a black-on-black crime. You're not just supposed to run through black people.
No one said Gabrielle Union.
Nobody said Oprah Winfrey,
no,
but I'm not.
No, we didn't. But Ronnie did say Queen Latifah, though.
Okay,
see, now we going there.
Okay, see, that is a black-on-black crime. We're not going to have this. We are not going to have this. Now, while we're on black-on-black crime, I decided to do let me woosah from the action figure story from the Weinstein Company. Now, if you don't know... Yeah, after I tried to calm everybody down, we are not going to calm down on this one. Now, okay, so here's the story. Earlier in the week, a story came out, right? And if you want to check out news, EspriNet News on Espri Radio, you can go to www.espriradio.solasyracuse.com or Google it. We do it every Thursday, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can check out EspriNet News. Now, we did, like, four news stories came out all last week. The first news story went like this. I had to woosah first. The National Entertainment Collectibles Association Incorporated, in tandem with the Weinstein Company, announced a full line of consumer products based on the characters from the movie Django. First up are posable 8-inch action figures with tailored clothing, weaponry, and accessories in likeness of the characters played by Jamie Foxx, Kerry Washington, Samuel L. Jackson, Leonardo DiCaprio, James Remar, and Christoph Walsh. The dolls are currently on sale via Amazon. Until later in the week, Amazon announced that they were pulling the dolls because of the controversy. Now, the action figures were at Amazon for a minute, and they announced after outrage that they're going to have action figures from a movie that used the N-word 100 times in it, that Amazon withdrew them from their site, Amazon.com. The first three that went up were Jamie Foxx's character, Kerry Washington, and I think the Leonardo DiCaprio character. Those are the first ones that were sold. So Quentin Tarantino and the Weinstein Company made no comments yet about why they cut this deal to sell action figures, when one of our internet comments obviously said, Tarantino and Weinstein didn't have action figures for Inglourious Basterds that they produced and made a while ago, but they chose to have one for a slave movie. Go figure. All right, so, we're going to let Low-Key go first. I'm sure we covered this, but what do you think about the movie having action figures from a slave movie? I don't care how fun-loving and all of that good stuff that everybody, we just went through the Wayans family and Madea and us making fun of ourselves, and we started that with the Spike Lee conversation that he should have lightened up. But you see, you take one inch, you're going to come back with action figures.
I'm with people on this thing with Tarantino, man, because how is it, you know, you make the movie, that's great, make the movie. All of a sudden we got action figures coming out. Action figures about a slave movie?
They're posable action figures at that, but I just want to say that part. But that's what the company announced. They're posable action figures.
Posable. I mean, I just, yeah, and that's what me and you were joking, and I joked about it, and I was like, does the brother have a whip? I mean, what's, you know, I don't get it. And I understand all the controversy out there about the dials, and they've been pulled and been back on, and, you know, it just, you know, and the Klan would be the first to collect them. I mean, you know.
Right. There's no Klan figures, by the way. There are slave figures and slave master figures, but there's no Klan. And the helpful white guy figure, too. So there's
But I bet the Grand Dragon has the, you know, the collectible set.
All right. I would go to the commissioner and Ronnie, but I know they're gonna back your statement. So we're gonna go to Kai next, because we're not gonna.
Well, this is one of those situations where, it's time to say something. And I didn't know Amazon had pulled them, but that's a very smart move on Amazon's part. I totally agree with Low-Key.
It wasn't their smart move to actually put them out there to begin with.
Put them out in the first place.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's called having no black people on staff.
Yeah, they've redeemed themselves. And, this is one of those situations where, you know, you got to make some noise.
Okay.
And that was a bad idea. From the very beginning, that was a bad idea.
You know what? And that's why if we have time, that's why we have a game of black or white coming up a little bit later. But Kathleen, you're up. The commissioner is going to set us straight on this. I'm sure you're Ronnie. They're in conference. So when you guys come out of conference.
We have been in conference, but just then I had a client call, so my bad. I missed that one.
No. Okay, fine. You need some more time?
No, I'm good. I can come back in now, but I just don't know what you guys are talking about.
Okay, so we're just talking about the fact that the Weinstein Company, along with Quentin Tarantino, bought or created action figures. They cut a deal early, and they put it on Amazon. Amazon took it off within the first, I think, 3 days. They actually sold some, I think, and then they took them off.
Now, just think how that looks. You know how kids are. You let them go to school with some slave master and some slaves. Do you know what kind of things? Listen, let me not even go there. Do you know what kind of foolishness the kids will come up with that?
Don't even go there, because we know where this is going.
Yes.
We're talking going for beat down. That's why I say that about using the N-word. You can use it all you want to, but somebody hit you in the mouth, that would be your business. You ask them to hit you in the mouth.
I mean, you know, just think about
you just can't arbitrarily do that.
little Johnny over in Mississippi with the dials, and he's got the master dial whipping. Come on, man.
Because they're posable. Like, they're not the plastic ones that stay still, so you can actually position them. Like, what are you going to do?
No. But, you know, it's like Cat Williams said, you got to have white people, you got to have, get you a black friend, don't use the N-word, but you got
to
have
you
a black
You need to run that by somebody.
Cause, yeah, because somebody should have told them way back when, that's just not smart.
No.
Exactly.
That it was not remotely smart. And the problem with that to me is that we, although it appears that we're kind of desensitized to it, it reminds me of a movie, I'm sorry, when Eddie Murphy hosted the MTV Awards, when Malcolm came out and Denzel Washington was in the audience, they cut this from the actual show, but I saw it on the stuff that they left on the cutting room floor. You know, they were doing these reenactments, but they were using the folks from the Brady Bunch. So they were spoofing different movies out that year, and they did Malcolm. So they used Greg Brady and somebody to portray Malcolm X and Spike Lee's character. Well, Eddie Murphy is hosting the show, and Denzel is in the audience. So after they came back from the clip, the director said, we panned to Denzel in the audience, and he was not happy. So they immediately went to commercial because they didn't want to show it, and they show Eddie Murphy come out on stage, and he goes, sometimes white people can go a little too far. They said we were horrified because they didn't run that by nobody. They thought that was funny to them.
Right.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's what it reminds me of. But, you know, I there's a YouTube clip of Marlon Wayans, speaking of our last topic, who actually spoke about this, that and he's on this website called Bossip. It's like a black gossip site.
Mm-hmm.
And he's being interviewed. And here's Marlon Wayans' comment on this.
Slave action figures. I didn't get that one. I didn't get the memo. I didn't know Hasbro and Roots got together on a collabo. So forgive me. That's new. Does it come with a whips and like a noose? Does it come with like a little fire set? And massa? Does it come with massa? If you buy like two slaves, do you get a massa free? Do you have to buy like, you know how Barbie got the dream house? Does it have like the 40 acres and the mule that come with it and the grass and the picket? Does it come with like lemonade for massa? Does it come with the house Negro? Or is that sold separately? I didn't get the memo on it. I'm sorry. Okay. We gotta let slavery go. We gotta shake it off, and because we got much more to do. But we gotta embrace our past in order to get to our future. And it is very bright for Black people. It's not on Sam. It's not on Fox. You know, they did it for the art. And I hear the performances are great. I haven't seen the movie yet. And, you know, at the end of the day, he was a slave that was shooting white people. So, you know, hey, I guess kudos, you know. He was gangster. Ain't nothing like a gangster slave. We ain't never seen that. And he did it for love. And so with the art of it, I get it. But I think when it comes to commerce and you start selling dolls, I think that's when you're becoming a little bit unsensitive to everybody. Because there are sensitive people. And it's just, there's a line. And when you start selling dolls, you kind of crossed it on a lot of levels, especially for the older Black generation. You can't have the slave doll. It's just like that's crazy. You know, that falls in the hands of the movie company and them being kind of greedy, and that's exploitation to its fullest. And it just comes to a point you just got to go no, no, and no.
All right, now that was Marlon Wayans. I'm talking about it. That's when he first found out. He had the doll in his hand because he didn't know that they made them. And so even as he talked about.
I think we might have got a.
Okay, I think I'm back. Am I back?
Okay, there you are.
Yeah,
I'm right there.
I was actually talking, and I'm like, okay, I was talking to you, and I was talking to Loki, and I'm like, how come nobody's responding to me? Everybody's mic is on. I think the commiss actually muted me. I just want to go there and say that must have happened. But anyway, so Marlon came out, and he just pretty much, you know, he even said that there was a line to be drawn when it came down to it. Like, as he talked about, yep, we make fun, Amos and Andy and all these other things, that's fine, but there is a line, and they just hit it.
Yeah. It's one thing to make the movie. It's another to come out with an action figure, posable action figure, you know, based on slavery. I mean, it just, you know, not in good taste, you know, especially with the state of hatred and racism in the country right now.
Mm-hmm. And, you see, know, and that, what I like that he said is he put the responsibility on the production company as well. He didn't let them off the hook.
Right. But I don't think you guys remember our last Spike Lee comment about Quentin Tarantino, and everybody was like, Spike, ease up and blah, blah, blah. And see what that got you? If you know that the Weinstein Company, who does this, and Quentin Tarantino and those guys have a bad habit of crossing the line with black people, how many times do they have to cross the line? You know, and Jamie Foxx, I mean, sorry, Marlon Wayans did say this is not on Jamie Foxx, it's not on Sam Jackson. You know, it was a good script, they played their roles, but the marketing of them took a whole new turn. We're not blaming
them.
And
I wonder how much of that were they aware of. Because at some point,
zero,
even they say that's a bad idea.
Yeah. But they're not getting any kickback from that.
Right.
So you don't believe they had to sign off on any likeness?
Heck no. They signed on to do a movie, so it's not like Princess Leia gets or Carrie Fisher gets any dial rights from the Star Wars dials that they create for Princess Leia. It's just a character in the movie.
I'll be curious to know that.
And perhaps Spike Lee was coming from a position of, you know, like the average person like me, I wasn't aware of the Weinsteins and their, you know, their tactics. So, maybe he was just being Spike Lee, and maybe he had some inside information, you know. I mean, I still want to see the movie.
Right.
I don't want to see a doll sitting on a shelf. Like Marlon said, exploitation, trying to make a profit at our expense.
But just like Spike Lee said, he said, I'm not saying going to see the movie. Don't go see the movie. I'm not going to see it. And so, and I'm with him. I'm not going to see it. If it was on TV, I may see it, or bootleg or whatever. I may see it. But they're not getting my money to see that movie. If Jamie Foxx and Sam Jackson and Kerry Washington made a mint for it, bless you. Get it in your contract. You're an Oscar winner. You should get that kind of money.
Right.
And forget them. But that don't mean that, you know, if we don't pay to see this movie, people aren't going to pay to see Jamie Foxx. One doesn't equal the other movie.
Right.
Yeah.
And I'll be honest. After hearing about the dolls and so forth, I still haven't seen it. I'm less eager to go see it. I do still want to see it, but I'm less eager to go see it than I was last week or the week before when we talked about it. Now I'm just kind of, okay, I'll go see it. And at the time, I was excited to go see it, but after you shared that information, I'm like, you know.
Just because it crossed the line, and that's how, that's a part of what I was saying to start the show about the untold story of the United States. The history of the United States is because people are always working backdoor against your self-interest. And if somebody can sell you on the nice, shiny thing over here and then steal everything behind your back, that's problematic. And so we have to look at the world a little different. And my always forever loving quote from your father, from Ed Sims, always says to me that we have to be smarter. Right?
Mm-hmm.
It is not – nobody's asking us to be smarter. We have to see through that whole putting one person up against the other. We have to look at the big picture, and we should be smarter. And he said, your father told us, I'm not asking you. You have to. We fell for this, putting Martin up against Malcolm. He said, we did that, but you guys have to be smarter. So
I love that.
Yes. Whenever I'm speaking at colleges or speaking to college age students or anywhere, I usually quote Mr. Sims for that, because what he did was one day, I'm going to blow your brothers out of the water there, Kai. Carl and John Earl, we were on the porch talking. And so we were just talking, and your father stood in the doorway, did not interrupt us from talking. And, you know, this often happens on the Sims porch back in the day, that everybody's just having 12 different conversations. But that day, the three guys, we were young, were just talking, and he just stepped outside, said that, and went back in. He said, you guys have to be smarter.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I mean, he grew up in Mississippi, so he's seen it all, you know. Or not at all, but a lot of it. So,
he's seen too much.
Yeah.
All is relative.
Right.
You see too much, so we can't go repeating the same mistake. So, anyway, just wanted to share that. Loki, did you want to jump in there before we move out of this?
No, that was pretty good. I mean, I think, you know, we definitely have to be smarter. And we've heard that time and time again. A lot of people growing up telling us that we needed to be smarter and you know, we shouldn't just settle for what people put in front of us, and we should challenge what we read, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
And
we should read, period.
Yeah, right.
Yes. And isn't it also they used to say, you know better, now do better? And we do. We have to do better.
Well, Carson used to say that. You know better, now you're challenged to do better.
Right.
Right. You know, and I didn't go to the commission on this. Commission, what do you think about what Marlon Wayans was saying, you know, as far as his interview was concerned? Did you hear a lot of it? That he was talking about the fact that, you know, they just crossed the line. When you start doing action figures on slaves, now is just a bit far.
I agree 110,000%. I agree. They crossed the line on that one. And they knew they crossed the line on it. They knew it. I think they were really clear. And I think that they hadn't heard Mr. Sims talking to the black community that you have to be smarter, and they thought we were going to sleep it, like we sometimes we have slept stuff, and I don't think, actually, let me take that back, I don't believe black people sleep things. I think that there were times way, way, way back in the day where there wasn't an opportunity to switch something, you know, or do something about a lot of this stuff, and I think that, you know, being concerned about so many different things, we don't fight every single battle.
Right.
But I do believe that they were fully aware that I didn't see them after Shawshank Redemption come out with some action pictures
some little files.
You know,
and you
did
know
the
somewhere in
movie,
that
they didn't come out with any action figures on that.
And you know, in that Weinstein boardroom meeting somewhere along the way, they knew, but they wanted to see how far they can get away with it. Before someone actually said something.
Absolutely. How much money can we make before they catch up on this?
Before they pull it, right.
And I go back to that statement, too, of how much did the other actors know? I mean, do you think they were in the dark?
Yes.
Yeah, I think they were.
Think about how we're reacting right off the cuff. Can you imagine if you told those guys, those are A-list actors.
Especially Sam Jackson.
Do you think they signed some kind of statement that said that they wouldn't come out and make a comment or statement and you know,
I'm almost positive they didn't know.
I'm about to commit a black on Caucasian black crime.
we're not
talking about Tiger Woods now. We're talking about Jamie Foxx and some other guys. And I pray that they would have said something. I know Sam Jackson would have said, "Kiss me."
That's what I'm saying.
We would be beating Sam Jackson out right now. But I'm interested in what their comments are going to be now. Because that had to catch them all.
Right. And, you know, they're still probably in the process of promoting the movie. So it probably would be a disservice to them to go against them selling the dolls on one hand and try to promote the movie on the other.
But not in the back room. They may
right.
not go
in
on
the back
ABC
room,
and
I'm
say
sure
it,
they
but
have
you know they cut those
say.
Boys out in the room.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think they have things
to say.
I think they're two different issues, and I think the way Marlon Wayans handled it, and if you want to go check out the entirety of his interview, just check it out on YouTube. It's an interview with Marlon Wayans. But Marlon, a part of this interview that, if you play it in its entirety, talks about, you know, what did they expect? Who did they expect to sell this to? Like, what was their marketing going to be? You expect to see black kids on Christmas talk about, oh, no, you got me the Django doll. I can't believe it. He goes through his whole – you know, he's a comedian, but it caught him by surprise to even see it. So that interview was his first time even knowing about it. So it's like, who was your intended audience to buy slave dolls? That is the main point. Now, people have the impression No. But it's a racist impression, Kathleen. That's a racist impression to think that black people have an ignorance gene that runs through us.
No, you just said who was going to buy that. It's not going to be black folks buying it. That couldn't be their intended audience.
I guarantee you, from a racist perspective, it was black people intended.
Oh, Lord.
Because it was
I agree.
I hope that they knew that those hooded clowns that live back in the woods was going to buy that, and definitely not us black people. I really hope they wouldn't have insulted our intelligence.
Well, they would have bought it for their kids. Now, in some news service, I'm not going to quote the news source, but in one of the sources that had a story I read, they said they believe that, and you know, folks try to cover for each other. This is black on black crime. We don't cover for people on black crime. But the whoever was writing the story, the reporter said, I believe that they were intended to be figurines opposed to toys. I'm like, whatever. Like, you can dress that up, but you don't have posable figurines. So no matter how anybody tries to spin this later, they were not collectible figurines. Yeah. They were slave action figures.
That's what exactly.
That's what's on the box.
Yeah.
So we thought we shared that part.
I gotta go do some yoga now.
I know.
You know
what?
We're not gonna
leave on that note. Ronnie just
told me that they are selling now copies of the original Django movie at Walmart now. So the release of this Django had them go back and bring out the old flick, and they're selling that now at Walmart.
All right.
They make money off of us any way they can, don't they?
You know what? And this is almost sad that we get like backdoored into that. But here's a news extra. There's a couple that I wanted to say before we're gonna do a black or white before we get out of here. So hopefully you guys got an extra like 5 minutes or so for me.
Mm-hmm. But, yes, and I have a comment about Denzel that I'd like to offer.
Oh God, can we get through a show without Denzel?
No, we can't.
Not today.
You didn't see Loki and I bring up Pam Grier. We didn't bring her up not one time. But, okay.
You substituted Megan Good.
Well, you know, I'm always up for the swag master, you know.
Hey, you know what? I like that player. I'm just going to say you can't really go wrong with Denzel. I have much respect for Denzel, although I brought him up. So I did.
Can I just say it now since we're swag master?
Go ahead.
Okay. All right. So I just wanted to say for anybody who has not seen Flight, have you all seen Flight?
Oh, I haven't seen it yet.
Oh,
my God. Okay. So all I have to say, I'm sorry. All I have to say without giving the movie away is that Denzel's got so much swag that he's got swag with a cane. With a cane.
Wow.
See, notice how Loki and I have nothing to say. There's much respect to Denzel. We know
that. With a cane.
Dang.
When y'all want to talk about Pam Grier, let us know.
Yeah,
this
exactly.
This is one of those situations where you just step aside and let him swag on through with his cane. You just step to the side.
Girl,
clear the path.
My goodness. Go see flight.
Or you want to bring up Denise Nichols, low key. That'll work with me too.
Denise
Nichols is kind of fly. Don't even trip.
Oh no, we're way back.
Don't get put on mute. I'm saying we can go back.
Way back.
Oh my God.
Black don't play.
Hey, don't. We
would have had Brit. John Coltrane. Jeez.
I'm sorry.
Way back now.
Low key, is she making fun of me?
I think so, man.
Okay, because I don't want to do this.
Beauty has come through the years.
I'm going to bring in some female swag in here. Y'all keep talking about Denzel and the other guy who I can't remember his name and stuff.
Idris Elba.
How'd you know? So anyway. See, all I had to do was put something out there. See
that
how
would that be IDRISELBA.
All right. You know, in our news extra, we have, we did the story. ESPN pundit commentator Rob Parker, who you guys politely affirmed to a no scrubs list on black on black crime. Mm-hmm. Kathleen and Kai did, by the way. Love
him. Oh yeah, yeah.
They created a no scrubs list for him. His contract wasn't renewed, so just to put that on the program for people who listen to our other programs in the archives, he is now gone from ESPN. Rob Parker. And for those who care, like me, and I only care about it during NCAA tournament time, but for the 2013 season, the Girl Scout cookies have introduced a new cookie, mango cream cookie. I don't know what it means, but
I thought she was coming out with the Django new cookie. You know.
Girl Scouts don't have a Django
don't
cookie.
Don't give them ideas.
That's a black Girl Scout cookie. I'm just saying.
You know.
I'm just saying.
Those are the black Girl Scouts.
Oh, wow.
Okay. And I was going to go there with you to say the Django cookie would not be healthy by any means, but no cookie is, so I can't. That's a black-on-black crime. A Django cookie would just
be. No, the Girl Scouts cookie, peanut butter, the mint, that those are healthy.
Mm.
Yeah, just the thin mint. Those are really healthy. Those are really good for you.
Getting hungry just thinking about
it. You know what? I almost bought that, but no dice. Now, the mango cream with Nutra Fusion is the name of the cookie. They say it has some concentrated vitamins in it. There are no vitamins in no cookie. Don't fall for it, people. That was a nice try by the Girl Scouts, though.
Don't get Django'd.
You don't want to get Django'd.
You're trying to Django us.
You know what, Kai? We are now create a new topic of when people get Django'd.
Okay, I love it. Here is Django.
Okay. Who got Django'd is what we're going to call that topic.
That's right.
Rihanna.
And make sure you put the ED at the end.
Yeah, Rihanna Django'd. Got Django'd.
Yeah. Because if you get that cookie thinking that it's nutritious, you're going to get Django'd.
You have been Django'd.
You have been Django'd.
You start another argument with Chris, Big Chris in the car, you're going to get Django'd.
Now,
you know what? All right, so.
Unspoken lovemaking couple, they have reconciled their differences.
Yeah.
It's all over the internet.
Oh, see, I know. You know what? He had to throw in a black-on-black crime, and Kathleen was laughing so much she didn't flag him. Commissioner is just not
he
off her job.
He today.
Oh, because he's been missing her just because you wasn't on your job. Is that why?
Either way,
I get a pass. That's all.
Either way, you get a pass?
Yeah. When you get a pass, you don't ask why. You just take it.
You just take a pass?
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, all right. So on that note, since everybody's giving passes, we're going to bring the show back. You're listening to Black on Black Crime. If you want to join us, we're here every Monday, 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We have Loki. You know, we don't do titles too much, but Loki is also a political analyst, so you might not want to talk about politics on our show with Loki either. Loki, we have you might get Django'd. Author and columnist Kai Sims. Kai Sims also has a segment on this program called Go Straight to Wherever. And so, Kai, you can say it too. Say it with low key. Don't get
Django'd.
On your bro. she does have a segment,
we'll
so Kai will jangle you on that segment. Okay. All right. And so, Kathleen, our commissioner, who has been very lenient with the flags as of late, is on the host of Professional Style with her co-host Ronnie, who's in the back. Both, I would tell them to say don't get jangled on that show, but since they're jangling people in the conference, we won't say that. So, Kathleen, you get to say whatever you like.
Flag with a cane.
Oh, she's still on Den. Okay. All right. So with that, now we're going to go to our segment called, you know, we won't even take a break because, you know, we've run over. So we're not going to even take a break on this one. We are going to go to our segment, Kathleen's favorite, black or white. Now, since Loki, I don't know if you've been here when we've ever done black or white, have you?
Yeah, one time.
Okay. So you know what the segment is. Black or white, I'm going to go through some news stories that have been going on through the week. And we're going to pick a person. Well, I'm going to pick somebody in them. Kathleen, Kai, and Loki, you're going to be up. You're going to be able to tell me if the person is black or white. All right,
mm-hmm.
Everybody's cool?
Mm-hmm.
That's well.
All right, so here we go. This is black or white. All right, our first story, a Georgia man has been handed a 4-year sentence for handcuffing himself to a colleague in a desperate attempt to get a date. Now, he waited outside of a Taco Bell restaurant until the woman finished her 9 p.m. shift, handcuffed himself into her, and then tried to get her into the car. He fled after a fellow staff member came out while the girl was screaming. Now, is that guy black or white? Kai, you're up first.
He is so white. Ain't no black man gonna voluntarily handcuff himself to anything.
That was almost a black on black crime. Low key.
Was
the guy black?
White, cause I'm with Kai. You know, them handcuffs. Yeah.
Nobody carries him. Nobody looks at him. All right,
well,
Kathleen.
You know, I was going to make another comment, but I'm going to get a flag. So
No, go ahead.
Gonna go say
ahead.
White.
You just going to say white. Okay. Commissioner? What do you say?
Well, the fact that he had the handcuffs made me think, wonder if he was black, but I'm going to say he was.
She did commit a crime. See, look, you held out, and look what she did.
He was white.
Okay, so all of you guys are right. That guy was white, all right? So our next story, a frustrated by her mom and dad's insistence to get off the internet and shut it off by 10 p.m., a 15-year-old girl and her 16-year-old friend picked up some milkshakes for the family, right? Asked them if they wanted milkshakes. They laced the chocolate and vanilla favorite drinks with sedatives, so the teenagers successfully caused the adults to pass out. And I want to know, were those kids black or white? Kathleen goes first, and we know she's about to commit a crime.
I just want to know, did the mama wake up and kick they behind if they were if they were black?
That's a good question. Now, they woke up about 1 a.m. They had hangover-like symptoms, so the suspicious parents traveled to the police station the next morning, picked up a couple of $5 drug kits, tested themselves, and found out that they had drugs in their system. Okay, Kathleen, back to you. Black or white?
And did they kick they behind?
Okay,
they
no, it didn't say.
Okay, well, these kids are definitely not black because the threat of my
so
mother
politically
ever,
correct.
Yeah, the threat of my, first of all, my mother would not be going to the precinct to get anybody's drug kit to test.
Hello.
It. She would have beat me upside my head while she was asleep with one hand, and then when she woke up, she would be.
Okay, definitely so, yeah. Put on mute. That is going to be it. She can't be committing crimes and abuse on the same program. Kai, you're up. Was the 15-year-old girl black or white?
They were white because if it was a black parent, they would be going to the police station to tell the police that they're getting ready to commit a crime against their kid.
Hello.
Okay, wait a minute. All right. Loki, you're up. Were they black or white? The 15-year-old girl is who we're talking about.
She's definitely white. I mean, first and foremost, what little black girl is going to think about drugging her parents?
Yeah.
You know what she's going to get.
Okay. Now that you guys blew that out of the water, let me tell you this. The parents did press charges against the little girl.
Oh, God, they're white.
Because, see, if I would have told you that first, it would have became obvious. But the parents became the teen's legal guardian after she was a foster child. So, anyway. All right. I didn't think that made any difference.
Still get a whooping.
They actually pressed charges against the little
girl.
Right.
She didn't
get
beat down.
Yeah, she got beat down. Now, okay. So, a high school chemistry teacher was found passed out drunk with an blood alcohol reading 4 times the legal limit for drivers. Well, halfway through teaching an advanced chemistry class, the teacher who's in Pennsylvania, was in a high school in Pennsylvania, which is ranked the third best in the state, who knows what that means, later admitted that she had been drinking from a water bottle that was in her purse. All right, was the teacher black or white? I'm going to go with low-key first.
Yeah, let's go 2 out of 3. Let's say she's black.
You going to go with black? See, I was committed to black on black crime. I'm not going to go to our high school at all. All right, Kai, your turn.
This one's kind of hard, but I'm going to say she was black.
You going to go with black also?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Let me fluff it up by saying this, because I know Kathleen's going to ask questions. She has been sent charged with endangering the welfare of a child, disorderly conduct, public drunkenness, and she will be placed on leave pending an investigation. I'm going to ask you again, Loki, is she black or white?
Black.
Okay, Kai, is she black or white?
Dealing with high school kids to make you drink, I'm going to say she's black.
Okay, now, Kathleen is going to pick this apart as an attorney. Go ahead, Kathleen, is she black or white?
Was it Wild Irish Rose in the bottle?
Okay, you know what? You are about to get your black on black crime license revoked. Okay. Anyone listening, call in 909-265-9189. Even in the middle of a segment, we are looking for a new commissioner. As of that comment, she has just been suspended.
Oh my God! I just got fired.
Well, I got
a hater on that.
It was about
that.
It was about
black people
drink.
Go ahead. Well, that wasn't me, though, Jerome. That's you, because I never said that black people drink Wild Irish Rose. That was you that said that.
Oh, that was implied. Now, we all like that.
Did you have a pack of Newports in her first? Then we know.
Oh, see, look. Oh, both of y'all on this one.
Well, I think the teacher's white. I think the teacher's white.
Okay. I am going to say 2 out of 3 was wrong. That teacher was white.
Well, we kind of went for the black, but
yeah,
you can tell when you talk about being discharged and put on probation.
Yeah.
Because she'd been black, she'd been fired.
Exactly. See, that's why I figured, let me give you guys a chance to do this again. She was charged disorderly conduct and public drunkenness, which are probably, you know, misdemeanors and fines and all of that good stuff. But she was placed on leave pending an investigation. She was drunk in her class, which is 11th and 12th grade chemistry students, actually called the principal. They found her drunk, and now they have to do an investigation. So she doesn't
know. And the scary part is, what kind of chemistry was she teaching under the influence of alcohol?
How to make moonshine.
They're going to fail on the SATs. Oh, my gosh.
Okay, I'm just going to go with, I'm just going to say she was thirsty. That's where I'm going to go. Anyone else with me? Low-key?
You know we had a little teacher back in
see,
high
you know what?
They got her sip on. So
this got a flashback.
and that's why the outro music is now playing. Because we are not going to blow. You know what? That would have been a black on black crime. I just wanted to say that for the record. Because we're not saying no names.
Oh, wow.
Well, I'm not going to say
didn't
have...
But just in honor of saving my job, I just want you to know I was the only one who got that right. Hello, everybody. So write your letters in to theobc@solosyracuse.com to save the commissioner's job. I'm just saying.
Now she's throwing out Wild Irish Rose shouts. I mean, you know.
Yeah, like nobody watched Sanford and Son. They play it rerun Nick at Night all the time. I don't know. They play it. So, Commissioner, you made the black on black crime, and then you got out of it. Where should we go with this?
That was funny.
You got Django'd.
Oh, you have just been Django'd.
Oh, yeah.
I'm putting that on a T-shirt.
Yeah, we're going to get that audio down. And every time someone's been Django'd, what are you going to say, Kai?
Smile, you've just been Django'd.
Right. So, thanks for joining us. Check us out again next week, every Monday, 2 o'clock p.m. Eastern. This is Black on Black Crime. We're going to forget that tagline. You're on with Kai, Loki, and the commissioner, Kathleen. She's still the commissioner. That was just a joke. All right. All right, guys. You can give your shout-outs.
All right.
Don't get Django.
Wild Irish Rose.
With a pack of Newports on the side.
commit black on black crimes. I don't like them today. All right, we'll see you again next week.
Bye bye.